Halloween is Sunday, and to creep you out, we're joined now on the ticket hotline by the creepiest guy we know. He used to watch us from above at the Muser's bunker. It's Steve in the attic. Hi, Steve.
Now that's not a very nice introduction.
Well, you are creepy.
Surprised to hear from me today?
A little, I guess. We just talked to you not too long ago.
You haven't found me yet, have you?
No, we really hadn't been looking that closely.
Oh, I love watching you from behind the walls, from my beautiful perch inside the ceiling, or the little cracks in the sheetrock. I love watching your lithe bodies move as you make your little sports points.
So you're here in the studio, too, somewhere, lurking?
Oh, I'm watching you right now, Greg.
Great.
Oh, I love getting right above you and feeling your warm breath enter my body.
Okay, that's just creepy.
Oh, have I said something that's made you feel a little icky?
Oh, man.
Yes.
We wouldn't want that, would we? No.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You've got to wash that ickiness right off of you. That's why I'm going to slip something in your coffee. It's going to make you go nighty-night. And then when you're sleeping without dreams, I'll remove your clothes and put you in the little bathy wath.
Quit talking to me like I'm a child.
Bathy wath.
And then we'll scrub all that ickiness off.
Oh. I'm going to press charges.
Then I can dress you both in the costumes I've made for you.
Costumes?
And we can have a little tea party. Oh, your dresses are so pretty.
Weirdo?
Yeah, you are weird, man.
And the voice I'm going to do for you, Craig, will be so sweet and ladylike.
Okay.
And the voice I do for you, George, will be naughty and randy. Oh, no, George, don't talk that way.
Yeah, we really don't get down that way, so I think we're good.
It's Halloween, my favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. Yep. This is the holiday I come down from the attic and move among all of you because my scars aren't only accepted on this night.
Oh, we think you're in costume, but you're really just...
People treat me like I'm one of them. They don't treat me like a monster. They think I'm just a person. Oh, wearing a little store-bought makeup, perhaps.
Okay. He's always so surprised at the thought he just came up with.
I'm listening to your human hearts.
Creepy.
Can't hear him.
Oh, they got quicker when I talked like that. Ooh, I like listening to them speed up. Ooh.
All right. Ooh. You're the creepiest guy ever.
Oh, do you not like the way Steve talks to you?
No, we don't.
Go away.
It's this weekend. This weekend's the big party I have planned for you.
Hey, Halloweeny.
Bring in extra security.
Oh, and did I mention Fernando will be there?
No.
No?
At least half of him will be there.
All right. Don't threaten Fernando.
Goodbye, users. I'm watching you.
Bye, Steve.
Creep. Never letting him on the air.
No. That's it.